Welcome to AM.
Hey everyone, Red Hood here. We're proud to announce that AMC Press & Co. is host to the Real Buildings Film Festival in New York City from the 10th of March to the 16th of March. How can you get in on the fun? Well, if you live in the surrounding areas and are in town that weekend, you can go to newyork.realbuildings.org, films and events for tickets and schedule as well. Also, if you enter our code RFF, AMC Press & Co., which gets you a discount at any general screening at the JCC. On Wednesday, February 23rd, we were going to be reviewing some of the short films of the festival. Tune in.
Hello, and welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, along with Red Hood and Johnny.
Yes. Yes, we are all here. And thank you for that, well, abrupt announcement about, yes, it's true, we are proud to announce that AMC Press & Co.
I think it was better to get that out of the way.
Yeah, and so if any of you missed that, I'm glad to reiterate this. Yes, we are covering it, and yes, we are proud that we are covering it because it's our community. And not only that, aside from that, speaking out of character for 2 seconds, as myself.
yes, know, that's always a great thing.
For 2.2 seconds, then you'll get on with the fun. it's a fantastic opportunity, and we're absolutely thrilled to do this, and it does look like a fantastic.
Event.
So do come. Do use our coupon. Our code, which is our coupon code at the end of purchase to get that order. Which is RFF AMC Press Co. That's RFF AMC Press & Co. And just so we're clear, if you didn't hear in the blurb that I did. You can go to just search up on Google realbuildings.org and then click on schedules and events, and that should lead you there. And so, yes, tonight officially is the first night of us actually telling you what we have seen already that you have not.
Which you will see
if you come down. Boy, you know, doing this for the first time and getting to do it
is a big,
is a
big,
huge deal. It's a huge deal. So let's just say, you know, we got some really funny stuff. We got some really sensitive stuff. We have a great mixed bag. Let's see.
Which will have
so out, many like pieces. Right now.
Yeah.
I think we should dig in.
let's do it.
So, let's do it. Yeah, perfect.
Our first one our first film out of the bag. It's perfect. But
yes.
Which you could say who it's narrated by and who's
absolutely. Oh, it's yes. A narrative. It's a narrative from 2013. That's 12 minutes in from the U.S. In which the director Karim Akari doesn't have Tourette's syndrome. A lot of people confuse Tourette's with something that he has, which is, it's not persuasive development, so it's not autism. It's something in which I can't remember it. Allison, can you?
Where would you just go? If you can't remember, it's fine. They could find out more about these films on Reelabilities.
ny.reelabilities.org/films and events.
Right. Or search up Reelabilities New York Disability Film Festival on Facebook, and
it'll
come right up. They're on social media, you'll find them. And if you, there is other, then there is, why don't we get to the meat of this?
Let's get to the reviews.
Yeah.
So, this one film is about Kevin and Julius. He meets with a psychologist after what he considers to be a disastrous date, but the opposite, his date wasn't disastrous at all. She was expecting something from him. And so the whole film is really, the real funny parts of it are just what you don't expect in a person. And it's really funny. Good Beer is another one.
Why don't we go through each one? Because both of us have different
takes
on this as well.
What was your opinion on it?
I feel that the aspect of having a failed date, everyone can relate in some way to this, doesn't matter who you are, you will there's a level where being perfect is always going to be there. Perfection.
And the challenge of not being perfect. I mean, we live in a society where we have to be perfect. And that's not always the case. Imperfections are just as valuable. And so this film definitely highlights that in so many ways.
It does.
In so many ways. My favorite part, not giving too much away, because I don't want to get too much away. My favorite part is...
Why don't you don't say favorite part?
Yeah.
Because it's a 12-minute film.
It's so short. We really... I really want to give my favorite part, but I can't.
Just know.
We're going to get an embargo from a certain space war franchise.
We don't want that. But then we have Good Beer, which was.
You're rushing, Redhead. You're really rushing.
Sorry. Go on. I was saying sorry.
I would think that perfect It's Perfectly Imperfect is five words or a full or a sentence that is best to describe this short film. Hands down, if you're in New York City during this time, please, please, please go and see these films. There's a lot of great things that you can learn. There's things for all ages, and there's a lot of things that people can get out of this as well.
Oh, yeah, especially if you're neurotypical who doesn't know about disabilities, but wants to learn, well, films are definitely a good way. And these films are fantastic in ways that they specifically point out the disability. You know, they specifically go over, this is what it's like, this is what it's not like.
Which is great.
Which is great.
Now we can go on to go beer since you're pitching her.
You know, good beer for me, at least, was a great thing to watch. I mean, to watch in terms of the fact that the actors were fantastic. It's about.
I loved it.
They were great.
I loved the narrative.
Yeah. So
behind it.
The fact that it was about online dating and the mysteries of when you're disabled and you date online and you can't tell what the person is, but you know that you love them, so you go for it anyway, and so you meet at a bar, and you have a conversation, which is probably the most uncomfortable conversation that can exist, which is...
But it happens.
How do I contact
you? It doesn't...
But in a funny way. You know,
you have to admit that it does happen. Doesn't matter who you are.
Oh yeah,
online dating, it happens to people who are average, and those who have disabilities. Dating is not an exclusive thing.
No, dating is not an exclusive thing, but online dating in recent years has been an exclusive thing. I mean, they are so scientific about what they do in those questionnaires. It's amazing. However,
right.
But
I'm saying everyone can have challenges. Dating challenges happen with everyone. It's not a thing.
But it's really a matter of whether the person recognizes that or not.
Right. Right, and it's a lot harder for people with disabilities, too. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It could be easy. It could be a bit easier for one group, and then not so easy for another. And
correct.
Challenges.
Correct. And that's what this film attempts to explain, which is brilliant. What did you think, Allison?
I said I loved it.
Well, is that it?
Yes, and it's a must-see for anyone who's going to be there. I think we should go on since we have...
Well,
since there's others that should be...
Yeah, there's Macrophilus, which I loved.
It was beautifully done.
Stop-motion animation that it comes out from the UK when they were doing the Olympics. And two toys.
Why don't we send them? Why don't we just keep on promoting real ability?
Well, yeah.
There are the descriptions and everything there, we now have the real abilities link in our within our description. If you click on real abilities and why disabilities. Boom Festival, you will see it. And
right.
If you want to learn more, please, please check their stuff out, because that's the best way to help promote them as well. And
right.
And because they have limited time, too, and I might have some things to say as well about it, so we're not rushed.
Well, yeah, then let's finish this one and then get
and
on with
I
it,
think,
shall we?
Right, I'm just saying that, keep on, since the link is in the doc, in our description,
mm-hmm.
It's right there.
Right. Right. But, you know, Micropolis is a stealth animation, which is great, and it's about two toys, and that's fantastic. Super Sounds, which, another good film, comes out of Australia, which is fantastic.
Yes. Wait, you're jumping over me, silly.
Well, what are you going to say? What else are you going to say?
I think I loved it. I think that captured so much of the strive of, yes, you can be different. And
mm-hmm.
someone out there will love, will want to either play. It doesn't matter what, how you are, what you look like, because there's something that is meant, there's always a place.
Oh, yeah. There is always a place. I mean, most people, I mean, the purpose of this show, that we, this podcast, is to criticize the neurotypical news. But with this kind of thing, we can't. And it's very hard.
And there's so
and
much
really
more out there.
Right.
Too.
Right.
And it
and,
shouldn't be. And really looking at the positives, I think with what this film festival is doing, it's showing people it's okay to be different. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter.
Right. It doesn't matter. And it is, you know, perfect. All of these films display something different. And they spotlight people with disabilities. They spotlight difference. They spotlight all of that. And they scream out, accept us. We're here.
Right.
We're everywhere. You know?
Right. Which is still, it's big. It's not as if.
And it's been running for 8 years. I mean, like.
Which makes a big difference, too.
It's been running for 8 years, and it should run a lot more. Lot more. I mean, these films deserve to be seen.
Be put out there.
Yeah. And
I know that we have to get on.
We have to get on, but we, you know, we've got Super Sounds, we've got Micropolis, we've got Good Beer, we've got Perfect. Then the last thing that we come to, which is docudrama, which I found really cool.
We
which
got
is the mobile stripper.
Too.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah, you did.
That wasn't storm related right there.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
Yeah. Then we got the mobile stripper, which is fantastic, which is by Sherlyn Wong.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Quiet.
So let's get rolling.
Let's get rolling.
Along. So yeah, go out, see these films. We will be doing a part two of a reviewing on Monday, because that's when we broadcast the show. So on Monday, we'll do a second thing of a second round of this. Since this is round one. However, round two will be coming, and that, ladies and gentlemen, if you think this is just the start of it, oh boy, there's a lot more. We can't wait to tell you how much we enjoyed a lot of them.
Yeah.
And they're not only short, they're also feature length. So next week, next Monday and Wednesday, next Monday and Wednesday, we should be going into feature length and finishing up the shorts, and we'll tell you exactly what we think, and we'll just keep going with them. Now, in terms of slipping back into Red Hood, sorry we've gone so long.
There's other films. There's also Super Sounds, which you seem to forget. You're really rushing through these films. Wow, you're really rushing through them when we're supposed to be promoting them. I don't think that's necessarily the best thing. Red Hood. You know.
Well, it's not. But you said that several times that they should go to the website.
Right, but we should at least give them our reviews, especially going so that's true. Because we're saying the title, and the link is in the description.
Right.
And they can find more, and they can find our promotional code on our like page as well.
Can they?
Yeah.
Okay.
On our Facebook page, remember?
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Super Sounds, what did you think?
I loved it. It was very touching. Very touching. Yet, it shows that it's okay to be different, and it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter what your differences are. And it's beautifully done. And Mobile Stripper, since you rushed over my opinion.
Right.
I look at it and go, it really is a true sign of someone being caring and having someone to look out for the other person as well. And go, please join me at home, or please could you not spend the day, but have time. That's what matters.
Right.
The biggest part is knowing that someone's out there for you. There are challenges, but it's a great thing to have those kind of opportunities too.
Right. And, you know, having those friends that
care about you.
Yeah,
that care.
And
and that's a big thing.
Maybe. Yeah.
And you could learn, and everyone is able to learn from someone else, too. doesn't matter who you are. There's always learning to be done.
Right. You know, that's the best thing about it. There's also always people who care.
Yes.
You know, as much as people say, oh, I don't care about disabilities, is that you can't not care. You know what I mean?
Right. There's sometimes where people are uneducated about certain things, but
right.
there's always room for growth, there's always room for acceptance in the world.
Right.
It's as long as
exactly.
as everyone could see what's out there. I'm looking through looking through and seeing what everyone could bring to what people bring to the table.
Right. Exactly.
And that's a big thing. It doesn't matter who you are. You could learn from you could learn a lot from people. Doesn't matter who they are or what. You could learn from the most you could learn a lot from people if you give people a chance or give a group of people a chance.
Right.
Because everyone has something to bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big thing.
It's a huge thing. Whether you are a person with disabilities or aren't, you know, and taking that in stride.
Into consideration.
Yeah, in consideration is brilliant. You know, this film festival should exist.
And there should be more films like this. More film festivals should be out like this to strive to create the awareness and inclusion.
Right.
Because there's always room for growth. There's always room.
Absolutely. There's always room for that. And always room for growth and fantastic things. And you don't know when you've lived, you know, until you've seen these films and been a part of that.
And being able to send a positive message is better than focusing on the negatives in
right.
the world, because there's a lot of things that people could be upset about. There's a lot of things in the world that go on, but the ability to stand strong and to know that that it's okay to be different, that's what matters. That's what matters 110%. There's no way around it either.
Go.
Don't mind the background noise. There's a thunderstorm going on behind me.
Ah. So natural. So natural. Natural sound effects tonight.
It's
yes, very much natural sound effects tonight.
Yeah, very much natural.
Mm-hmm. And I think now we could get into the more satirical
yes,
part
now,
of the show
now,
that deals with
now. Yeah, now James can actually go away, and since
Redhood could be unleashed.
Yes, he needs to be unleashed.
Especially when dealing with technology and or social
yes.
media news.
Yes. 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 Sorry, I was nodding off. What did you say?
Oop.
I was
what
saying
is that?
How.
Now my phone tells me there's a flash flood warning.
Ah, oh. right.
That's why I heard the
flash
flood warning.
Because of
fucking hell. Why flash flood warning?
That was just an emergency alert. Which
yeah.
never happened on my phone.
Emergency alert.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Crazy night.
How many emergency alerts are we gonna have? I've already had one past midnight last night. God.
Crazy stuff happening down here.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Yes.
Why do you still haunt us? Why?
They do not want to put up a dislike. A thumbs down.
They think, I love this fucking millennial. Really, he really pisses me off, this guy. He really does. Because I would like, just for once, to dislike everything in my power and have a dislike button to do it. But no. They say, you can be angry, you can be sad, you can throw a tantrum, but all with emoji.
A tantrum online.
Brilliant.
An online tantrum. Brilliant. That shows something. It's like, yes, I want to... No, it's like, so shouldn't they create a piss-off button? Or wait, they did. The angry emoji. So, they get away with not creating what people want, yet everyone has been wanting a dislike button, but they create emojis. What's next? Are they going to come up with, like, an emoji that is, like, something strange or something?
I mean, this would have just more, you know, you can love, you can ha-ha, you can be sad, you can be pissed off. I would love to see a pissed off emoji. Really. I mean,
that would work.
You know.
That would be great.
A pissed off emoji where the thing goes off the screen when it's totally pissed off. That's what I would love. I would love a pissed off emoji. Can we get one of those?
Brilliant.
Please?
I guess. Maybe, but there's so many posts that you just go, I'm really upset. I want to dislike it. We've been waiting for a dislike button for how many years? And you could create these emojis. Couldn't you have just created a button that's a thumbs down and be done and over with and kind of save your developers time?
Save the developers.
Time, money.
Time, money. You know, everything. like, save me going down to Facebook headquarters in 6 hours. No. It's gone too far. I mean, seriously. I'm seriously, Rascal.
But didn't you, like, weren't you more concerned if it was Cadbury's or something else?
Don't threaten my Cadbury's.
No, I'm just saying, wouldn't you be more wanting to go and see, go down to
headquarters Cadbury's?
Sorry.
What?
If there was any issues with that?
Anna?
No, I don't think so. But I'm just saying, if there
were,
thank
God.
You would be more.
They aren't. Oh God.
They're fine, Redhead.
They're fine. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I would be more concerned with my purple constituent.
Patricia with chocolate.
the chocolate. My chocolate. My chocolate.
Yes, which I think
love
if
my
you're,
chocolate.
You and me more concerned about Mars bars, Cadbury's, Skittles.
Mars bars? What have they done with them? What have they done with them?
But that's coming up in the next topic. We'll be discussing in a bit, Redhead.
Jesus. Yes. I can't anymore. Not really. But, like, the big clue, I wish they would have a on Facebook. They would have different candy items for how to piss people off.
Look up.
That would be great. That would be... Have you seen the boards these days? I mean,
I got one.
Yeah, Johnny, what?
I think, that makes me so upset. I'm going to throw a chunky bar at somebody.
A chunky monkey?
You know what? There's bars like raisins in it.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
So the elephant... Right.
Yeah, people tend to forget about that.
I mean...
But yet, they're so concerned with emojis.
Of course, we've come up in a southern culture that literally uses emojis to communicate. Why couldn't? Why couldn't you have something that literally you can go in and say, yeah, I'll take all of that, Or why can't you have any other things? It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, our culture is ruled by emojis.
I think it's also ruled by people getting up, people using those kinds of emojis to show their feelings when the world is so connected to their iPhones, iPads, technology. God forbid something.
I mean, when you wake up in the morning, I mean, for example, right, do you wake up in the morning and do you even get, like, is there a huge plastered, like, happy face next to you that you go, I'm going to feel this way each day? Do you wake up and you're leaning on a happy face or a sad face or a very breast off face? Come on. Really, people? Come on.
I think more people should, there should be more time to say, I'm going to take some time offline, because there's always a good time to disconnect and just take in everything. Enjoy yourself. Do something fun, not having to be stuck online and using the online as your only tool. And especially online can be filled with a lot of different things that are negative, positive and negative. Actually, look what's in front of you, too. Sometimes it's good to get off. Sometimes it's good to have those days where you're just offline and just relaxing and just going, okay, this is great stuff. This is what it should be.
Oh, yeah.
No one should have to be stuck online every single day, 24/7. That's unhealthy.
Well, it's unhealthy and... Yeah.
And there's no questions. And I think a lot of people forget that there's more things than being online.
True. You know, people...
I think there's a lot... I'm sorry, Red Hood.
No, go ahead.
I said my piece. Why don't we see what Johnny has to say?
What will you...
So Johnny is not with it tonight.
No, so what... What were you going to say?
Oh, dear.
Yeah?
I got nothing right now.
You got nothing, okay. All right. You got nothing.
Red Hood, what do you have to say?
Oh, many things. Many things. Many, many things about Facebook. Starting with, you know, I've already said my piece about the emojis.
Yeah.
They should be more how do I want to say that? Fucking, you know, resilient people like me who basically are angry all the time. More angry than, well, about fucking emojis. That's my piece about it. I mean, it just doesn't end. It never ends.
I think we should go on and talk about our
yes.
other subject that relates to disabilities and the
yes.
beloved Oscars, which people are all up in arms about the Oscars for different reasons. That there's a lack of diversity, which we totally get. We get it. But when there's a lack of diversity in with other things, they're also forgetting about another group of people, the disabled, those that feature disabilities within the movies or nominees for disabled films about people with disabilities. I don't know what they're trying to do. Last year it was Theory of Everything won, but yet this year there's nothing.
Is it every other year? I mean,
I don't know, but it isn't right. And a lot of other people there's a hashtag Oscars are so right, white, and I get why the African-American community is upset. It's disabled. The disability community should be also upset. That disability
oh, I mean,
what about a hashtag that involves diversity on the disability when it relates to disabilities in the movies coming out? That doesn't happen. But every other hashtag comes out. I think that there has to be a way to really point it out and really make it a point to give people what they want, the ability to have the sense of diversity, the ability to understand another viewpoint, another point of view. How about looking at things from another point of view? Because that's what's needed at this point in time.
Right.
Because no one's going to... I don't think... It's not okay for what they're doing. With both. With the lack of diversity in minorities and women, and then when it comes to disabilities. It's a no-no. And I think they're not... The Oscar committee should be held responsible for this.
Right.
No questions asked. Period. Done. People want to...
Right.
I think there has to be a need where more film festivals come out, like Real Abilities, so that there's more film festivals, so more people can get the ability to show their films that relates to diversity and
right.
inclusion. Hands
right.
down.
But, you know, it's fine to have the Tribeca Film Festival, right? But this is our film festival. The Real Abilities
yeah.
is the Tribeca of
disabled community.
Disabled
yes.
community. It is. I mean, you cannot. Like, I was expressing this to other people. You know, within my own household that, you know, this is a big deal. And somebody else said, well, it's just like any other film festival. And I said, no, it's not. Yeah. No, it's not. The Oscars, what is it, every other year they celebrate disability?
It so seems that way.
A leap year? This Sunday.
They choose
the winners. This Sunday, they choose the fucking winners. Okay? You know, I think Spike Lee and most of them had it right. I mean,
Cyborg-todding.
They discounted the
yeah.
black vote. They discounted the black vote. Then they discounted the disabled vote. What's next? The fake film vote? The Razzies?
No,
come
God.
On!
You
I
know,
anticipate.
There has to be more inclusion. And I would love to see a film good of that, of this kind, of the kinds that are at the Real Abilities be acknowledged at the larger awards. Because
absolutely.
There has to be, and showing that it's okay to be different and showing the positive side of things versus going into it from a angle of, oh, it's not, oh, there's assumptions, oh, there's this, oh, there's that. Oh, everyone has an opinion too. Everyone has the right to share, the right to explore, the right to have beautiful, have amazing things happen.
Right.
To them.
And have amazing things that are really cool things. You know, it's a really cool thing that this happens. Period. You know, the Oscars happen every frickin' year.
And
why
really
shouldn't?
Showing there I feel that there should be a call. There should be at least every year two films with disability relations come out. Because there's so many people out there that have helped inspire and change and make a difference in the world of disabilities.
Right.
Why not give people the chance? Why not give people the ability to see someone who they could relate to out in the world? Or in the movies. Everyone should be able to see someone out there who they could relate to.
Right. I agree, everybody should have a superhero. I mean,
and
it's
I
not
think
fair.
I think the only thing that comes close to showing differences out in the world are the TV
mm-hmm.
shows that deal with superheroes, because in realistic terms, or on kind of bit of both, yes, they're superheroes, yes, they're fate, yes, they're comics, yes, they're this, yes, they're whatever. They do show a sign of being different. Not the normal, not the average person, but they are able to make beautiful changes in the world.
Right, exactly. And, yeah. So I guess with us having 3 minutes left...
Yeah.
We did have, you know, we did have something planned, but I guess we'll get to this Monday. You know.
We spoke over half an hour
on the short films. So
which
what
was,
I think we should
which,
do
which we
yeah.
which we ha- which was meant to happen is
right.
It needed to be put out there.
Exactly.
And I feel like the lack of diversity and omitting the disabilities from the Oscars does take a precedence over our last topic.
Mm-hmm.
Extra. And I think at best now, we're going to tonight. Yes.
And we will talk to you, I guess, Monday.
See
you then.
Yeah, hopefully be calmer here on Monday.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
This is us signing out.
Good night.
Talk to you soon. Good night.
Hey everyone, Red Hood here. We're proud to announce that AMC Press & Co. is host to the Real Builders Film Festival in New York City from the 10th of March to the 16th of March. How can you get in on the fun? Well, if you live in the surrounding areas and are in town that weekend, you can go to newyork.realbuilders.org, films and events for tickets and schedule as well. Also, if you enter our code RFF AMC Press & Co., which gets you a discount at any general screening at the JCC. On Wednesday, February 23rd, we will be reviewing some of the short films of the festival. Tune in.